The First Angel's Message. The first angel's message of was designed to separate the professed people of God from corrupting influences. In this message, God sent to the church a warning which, had it been accepted, would have corrected the evils that were shutting them away from Him. Had they received the message, humbling their hearts and seeking a preparation to stand in His presence, the Spirit of God would have been manifested. The church would again have reached that unity, faith, and love of apostolic days, when the believers were of one heart and of one soul, and when the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. If God's people would receive light from His Word, they would reach that unity which the Apostle describes, the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is, he says, one body, and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Those who accepted the Advent message came from different denominations, and their denominational barriers were hurled to the ground. Conflicting creeds were shivered to atoms. False views of the Second Advent were corrected. Wrongs were made right, hearts united in sweet fellowship. Love reigns supreme. This doctrine would have done the same for all, if all had received it. Ministers, who as watchmen should have been the first to discern the tokens of Jesus' coming, had failed to learn the truth from the prophets or from the signs of the times. Love for God and faith in His Word had grown cold, and the Advent doctrine only aroused their unbelief. As of old, the testimony of God's Word was met with the inquiry, "Have any of the rulers or of the Pharisees believed?" Many discouraged the study of the prophecies, teaching that the prophetic books were sealed and were not to be understood. Multitudes, trusting their pastors, refused to listen, and others, though convinced of the truth, dared not confess it lest they should be put out of the synagogue. The message God sent for testing the church revealed how great was the number who had set their affections on this world rather than on Christ. Refusing the warning of the first angel was the cause of that fearful condition of worldliness, backsliding, and spiritual death which existed in the churches in 1844.